第二十一次嘅海港計劃小組檢討小組委員會嘅會議啦。咁就今日嗰個 agenda 相信大家都已經收到㗎啦。咁我哋個 agenda 呢今日就有連埋 AOB 有九項啦。咁根據秘書處同我哋安排嗰個程序呢，就如果我嚴格地監控時間呢，就應該個會議係去到六點㗎。咁如果失控呢，咁就必然超過六點㗎啦。咁所以希望大家呢就合作，不論係嗰個倡議者嘅 presentation 同埋委員嘅問題，咁都希望係盡量係喺嗰個時間限制之內進行。咁歡迎大家啦。咁就有幾樣嘢係要處理咗先嘅，就係關於就係話 changing 個 subcommittee membership。咁我哋收到通知咧，就係話呢個CEFH 嘅Mr. Joseph Francis Wong 咧就會即係 replace by Dr. Sujata Gobada 嘅。咁換言之Dr. Sujata Gobada 係會代，即係會代替Joseph Francis Wong 出席。咁佢今日未到咧。咁Apologies for absence. Okay. 咁今日嘅 Apologies for absence 就係 HAIS 嘅余錦雄先生啦，Friends of the Earth 嘅May Ng，同埋SPH 嘅 Dennis Lee。咁 SPH 就已經係Paul Zimmerman 係代替咗代表 SPH 出席㗎啦。咁議程第一項就係通過上次嘅會議記錄。如果冇問題嘅，我yes Paul
Chairman in general, I'd like to seek some advice on how we decide on action in the action columns. I see various notes, but not necessarily action behind them. 2.11.Urging the land departments to remove an existing fence, but I don't see action marked. Or 3.3D, the secretary would start working out a revised integrated harbour planning framework, but again, I don't see an action necessarily behind it. So I wonder about action. And the second thing with action in my business, we always have an action with an action date.So whether we should have two columns behind it that shows clearly some time frames when we agree on things. Thank you.
The 意思是那個會議記錄需要寫返那個 action party 是不是？
Yes, the action party.And then, so there's many discussions we have, and there's always things to be done out of these meetings. Especially, we're coming up with lots of good ideas. But that you then actually marking the action for the action parties, and possibly even a date. But I just don't know how and when we do decide in these meetings on whether there is an action or no action. For example, 211, we remarked the issue about an existing fence which could be removed, but it doesn't seem that.Anybody's going to take any action. So it seems to be a bit selective for what we action and what we don't action, but I never know when we meet and agree.
其他人有咩意见？ Raymond，
多谢主席。作为一个会议记录嘅修订咧，咁我谂就即系呢個呢兩個事項咧，就可以係作為一個即係你跟進嘅事項嚟嘅，即係一個行動嘅事項。咁跟住咧就即係可以係作為跟進嘅事項。咁就假如作為一個跟進嘅事項咧，咁我哋響即係嚟緊嘅議程後邊，或者係假如一連串係有需要有 工作是需要做的啦，咁其實係一個 ongoing 嘅程序咁樣去做嘅。咁而家我諗即係而家就要處理嘅咧，就係阿波所講嘅，就係話我哋係對於呢個會議記錄係唔係需要作出一個修訂，而將呢、這個action 嘅 party 咧就擺落去咁解嘅啫。咁、我喺呢方面我就冇乜特別嘅意見嘅，對於阿波嘅提議。
OK。咁我哋寫翻個，咁我哋寫翻個 action party 落去啦。咁啊，有冇人唔同意寫一個 action party 落去咧？係啊 ，Peter。
主席，我咪唔同意出，我啲提供我想澄清，係咪呢個 subcommittee 將我哋嘅 comment 轉介個 main committee 啊？係咪即係如果個 action is that is action what you're talking about？
其實好睇個別嘅即係議題嘅嚇，即係嗰個 action 其實就應該咧，就係喺個即係個 action 應該就喺個會議入邊咧，即係以主席理解咧，就係話喺個會議入邊應該係討論咗嗰個 action 係點做，咁然後就如果我哋要跟進咧，就喺以後嘅 matters arising 嗰度跟進。咁有時如果係話嗰個會議嘅時候，可能冇一個即係未必即係。可能冇傾到一個即係下一步如何做嘅，只不過係可能係有一啲委員表達咗啲意見咧，咁有時係會冇 action 嘅嚇。咁即係如果表達意見嘅人係認為係需要有 action， 而當日係講咗有 action 嘅時候，咁我覺得如果漏咗咪寫翻落去咯。係 Raymond，
再補充一點就係頭先啊。2.11 段咧，就其實係響3.7段咧，其實都即係反映咗嘅。因為上一次講緊二段嗰陣時候咧，就係講緊嗰個infantry， 咁跟住咧就係響上一次嘅會議咧，去到第三嗰個item 嗰陣時候咧，我哋係即係再有比較深入啲嘅討論。所以就其實2.11嗰個咧，基本上係響第3.7嗰度咧，就反映咗嗰個所需要跟進嘅行動。
OK， 好，唔該曬。咁我諗為咗簡化事情起見，我諗2.11嗰度加返 Lens Department 啦，咁 Lens Department 可以用喺2.11同埋3.7嗰度一併處理啦，好嘛 ？OK， 咁除咗呢樣嘢，有冇其他嘅意見關於上次會議記錄 ？Paul，
Yeah， I noticed that in my comment on my email commenting on the draft， I've asked for what happens on 3.4。I've noted that a post-meeting note has been added, that these suggestions have been conveyed to the ATC Secretariat for consideration. Again, it's an open-ended statement that doesn't, there is no answer basically. It says it's given to ATC Secretariat. Does that mean we're going to have an answer next year or in 3 years or today? Or did we already have an answer? 3.4.
我唔係聽緊個翻譯，不過我係諗緊點樣答你啊 ，Paul。嗰個依個議題，我記得係即係當日喺大會啦，係已經即係反映咗喺個大會嗰度係已經即係提出過，即係呢一個亦都係Bureau 嗰方面係亦都係會已經係回應咗。Amy，
我諗係講
3.4
係嘛？
係啊。
其實嗰度我哋因為我哋都係睇翻個 minutes， 然後睇下有啲咩功夫要跟進啦。咁但係其實即係程序上嚟講咧，就係之前我哋做開關於 Town Planning Board 嗰啲 applications 咧，就係經過一次正式喺個 HEC 個會度確認嘅。咁所以我哋見到有呢一個建議嘅時候，而家其實我哋就同有關部門聯絡中。咁即係變咗就係希望可以下次大會嘅時候可以再匯報翻個情況。
OK， 咁阿波 ，O 唔 OK 嗰個回應
？OK， so we'll be responded in the next plenary、yes. meeting. Thank you very much. Can be amended in the meetings then. No, minutes then.
唔該。咁仲有冇其他嘅關於個minutes of meeting？
Thank you, Chair. I'm just reflecting on, I mean, Paul raised 2.11 as an example of a minuted point. It is very clear and unclear to see how this could be actioned. I mean, clearly it's an observation made by a member of this subcommittee, and this subcommittee advises the main HEC committee, and the main HEC committee advises government. And in a certain sense, if we're going to give observations which are very specific on these, I mean, they're basically not projects, they're about observations about things which are around the waterfront. We need to be making a sort of a cogent, maybe there needs to be some way of taking these forwards to the HEC as clear advice to the administration. If it just ends as, I mean, lots of people can make observations and comments. If they just then end up hanging in the minutes without any point of taking them through as cogent advice, then we just end up with a lot of loose threads. And I think it is incumbent on us to sort of close the loop on issues and actually to tie up loose threads and push issues forwards. And this is one example. Could have picked any one of, I think, probably 20 or 30 examples from the last sets of minutes. Mm. But how do we take these forwards? And I think a very sort of 10 words in a set of minutes doesn't really tell us how to take something forwards. And I think we do need to find a way of how to take something forwards with an issue like this, where there is an opportunity for a waterfront enhancement. Clearly, we need to be making solid recommendations about how to advise HEC and then the administration about how a waterfront enhancement can be made. That's our job, harbourfront enhancement, and we're looking at quick wins, and we're looking at, so this is a quick win opportunity, but it's really reflected, as Mr. Zimmerman urged, that to me just it doesn't come out as a recommendation to HEC nor to the administration, and maybe it's the way it's minuted, or maybe it's the way in which we deport the closing out of the issue. Member raises something, we don't get time to close it out because of the pressures of time, and then we don't take it forwards. So, I mean, I think Paul's very right to raise it again in a certain sense and say, well, what's the closeout point? And I agree, I can't see how this would get closed out, either as a recommendation to HEC or some way of closing it as an issue. So it's a hanging thread, and I agree it's a hanging thread.
Thank you. Nick?
Chairman, I think you can close out relatively easily, and I think that's in your report that you submit to the HEC every meeting when you cover the work of the committee, but you could also have a section which covered recommendations that have emanated from our discussions. Mm. There could be a further section in your report or a specific section in your report which identifies those issues that we think should be addressed and referred to HEC.
Mm. OK， 好啊，咁我諗將呢個寫落個 report 度，咁同埋其實呢個都係好單一嘅個單一嘅一個地盤，咁我哋可以即係寫一個 recommendation 俾嗰個有關嘅部門嘅，即係就係話 HEC 開個會，我哋有咁嘅提議，對於即係呢一件事情，咁 HEC 一路會跟進，咁寫翻個 note 俾嗰個部門。Okay， 好啊，咁對於嗰個 minute， 我諗冇其他嘅意見。咁我如果有第日一啲由個 minute 度衍生出嚟嘅討論議題，我咁可以喺即係個別議題再討論。咁我哋過咗個 minute 先啊。咁我哋通過上次嗰個會議記錄，